Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to tonight's show, the Applause Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight we have our special guest with Joanne, Dave Zane of the Buckinghams and Jay and the Americans. I don't know if you guys remember, but in the 60s you couldn't turn on a transistor radio without hearing one of those bands. And tonight we're fortunate to have Dave Zane, lead guitarist and lead singer of the Buckinghams and Jay and the Americans. Now we're just waiting for Joanne to call in and get Dave on the line, and we'll talk to him and interview him. Now you guys can call in at 646-478-0999. That's 646-478-0999. So if you have any questions for Dave, what it's like to be in the Buckinghams performing all over the place, and what it was like way back when in the 60s with these bands. How's everyone doing out there with this heat? I know it's been really, really hot over here in Pennsylvania. And I think we have
hot
Joanne
as hell,
on the line.
Hot as hell.
Hey, Joanne.
Hey, John.
We have Dave on the line.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show, sponsored by KWV Wine. John Arricchio and I are thrilled to have with us tonight Dave Zane. He's the lead vocalist and guitarist for the Buckinghams and Jay and the Americans. Hey, Dave. Welcome to the show.
I'm honored you'd have me on this show.
Oh, no. We're honored. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Are you just getting off the Happy Together tour, or are you chilling?
Actually, I'm not on that tour.
So
it's not Happy Together for all of us, you know. It's Happy Together for the two original guys, Nick and Carl. They're on that Happy Together tour.
They're on it. Okay.
Yeah, and they have a basic backup band for all the acts on that tour. So that's how that happens. So
right.
You know, Gary Puckett's band stays home, and Chuck Negron's band stays home, and
right.
You know, so we just kind of fend for ourselves when that happens, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, everybody knows when the getting's good, you got to get it. So you get out there.
Yeah.
So, well, let me ask you this. I want to start off. Where are you originally from, Dave?
I'm originally out of South Bend, Indiana area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So the music out there was during the 60s was definitely what everybody else was listening to. And so when did you become like a professional musician, and what was your first like professional gig that you played? Did you play with anybody? I mean, other than, I'm sure you did a lot of solo stuff on your own before you broke out with the Buckinghams and the Jay and Americans.
Oh yeah. Well, my first professional gig. Probably my first gig that I ever really played was here in the area with my first rock and roll band, like in 1968 or so, you know. But it was, you know, I hardly got paid anything. We were just happy to just play, you know.
Right.
And then my first real big thing was in when I was a freshman in high school. My mom actually talked me into going and talking to the orchestra teacher over at the high school that I was going to go to.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, well, go and ask them if they need a guitar. And I go, Mom, they don't want a guitar. She goes, well, just go talk to them, you know. Well, it just happened that Classical Gas came out that year.
Right.
And the orchestra teacher said, sure, we'd love that, you know. So I played Classical Gas with the orchestra and the band. And, I mean, it was so cool because it was the first real cool thing that I was being soloed on.
Right.
And I had all those instruments behind me and all the whole orchestra behind me.
Right.
And we went to state and won some awards and stuff. And it was really cool. It was a cool experience. And we played the biggest concert. This is also one of my most embarrassing situations that I had. We played the biggest venue for our high school in the auditorium, and I was borrowing a guy's amplifier. And as we were playing Classical Gas through the electric where I was playing through the electric.
Are you saying classical jazz? J-A-Z-Z?
No, classical gas.
What is classical? Wait a minute. What's classical gas? I've never heard of that.
You don't remember that song? Classical gas?
Oh, a song. Okay, that was a type of music.
No.
I'm like, I never heard of that.
Yeah, it was a song, Classical Gas, by Mason Williams.
Mm.
And it was a big song that year.
I'm sure it was. I don't recall, but I'm sure it was. I thought you were saying classical jazz, because I know my kids, they're in the high school band, and they have a classical jazz band.
Oh, they got all kinds of stuff.
So that's what made me think classical jazz. So after that, you love it. You were bitten by the bug. So what happens then?
Oh, well, I was just playing with area bands for years, you know. I was playing with the best of the best musicians around my area for years, you know. And
before they became famous, or you guys were all at the same stage?
No, actually, you know, not really big happened to me until about 20 years ago, actually. It was about 20 years, and it was after I met my wife.
Yeah.
And
there's always a woman behind a strong guy.
I tell you, I've got her to thank for so many things because, you know, I was playing with these bands and I had met her, and she goes, "Why don't you get your own band going?" At the time, I was a struggling musician. I didn't even have any credits hardly or anything, you know.
Right.
And she goes, "Why don't you get your own band?" I said, "Well, it takes a whole, I have to have a PA, and then, you know, I could probably find the guys, but, you know, and then I have to have a way to move all the equipment." And,
right.
And she found a way for me to get all that stuff and get it together. And this is before we even were married.
Mm.
This is even before that. So then I got the band together. She started managing the band. And, we were married within a couple years.
Mm.
And she finally decided, she goes, "You know, I got to get you out of this area into somewhere where it's bigger,
right,
a little bit bigger area."
To get
so she booked us at a yacht club in New Buffalo, Michigan.
Mm.
And I was playing, we were playing Gary Puckett and stuff. And stuff.
Yeah.
We opened with Lady Willpower, I believe.
Oh, I love
and
that.
This was my band, Zane's Way. And this lady come up with her husband. She goes, "Oh, my God. You sound just like Gary, and I know Gary, and you're going to have to meet him." And, you know, you meet so many people in this business, and some of them are legit, and some of them are way out
exactly.
there.
Exactly. I could do this for
know.
You. I could do that for you. Yeah. Show me.
Yeah, but you know what? Everything she said was true. They became really good friends of ours.
Oh,
and
great.
I ended up meeting Gary Puckett through him that way, and Gary Puckett tried helping me, you know, getting in other bands that he's heard in our genre that needed the guitar player. Well, none of that stuff worked, you know. Then I got a call from this lady. Her name is Jules Follett. She actually has a company called Sticks and Skins. She works with drummers, and she was actually with Ringo for his birthday a couple weeks ago.
Oh, nice.
But anyways, she goes, "The Crying Shames out of Chicago are looking for a guitar player."
Mm.
So I checked that out, and the Crying Shames are really big in the 60s in Chicago, you know. They're more regional than national, but they had a big hit with Sugar and Spice. And within a month or so, I was in the Crying Shames, and that's when the ball started rolling.
Right,
you know, I start getting more recognition, and people in Chicago start getting to know me.
Well,
you know, because
funny.
I'm
A lot of the guests we've had on from all these bands are from Chicago. It's amazing to me. Chicago definitely was the scene, I guess, in the 60s.
Oh yeah, yeah. So that was my stepping stone to get to that point, you know.
Yeah.
And so I was with the Crying Shames for like 5 years, and we did a gig that I wasn't even supposed to be on that one, because they had another guitar player, and the other guitar player was supposed to do this job with them, and it was in Maumee, Ohio.
Mm.
And it was with the Buckinghams were actually on that show.
Mm.
So I ended up taking the show, playing the show at the last minute thing with them. And the Buckinghams were on it, question mark, and the Mysterious.
Oh, that's
on
who
it.
I want. Yep, I want them on the show.
Yeah, they're great.
I have so many questions to ask. Yep.
Yeah. And who else was on it? Jimmy Sons for The Shadows of Night. And I worked with Jimmy that night also.
Yeah.
Sonny Geraci and The Outsiders.
Mm-hmm.
That did Time War.
Yeah, I love that song too. Yep.
Okay. So I play my show with The Crying Shames, and I walk off stage, and my wife's back there, and she goes, "That Sonny guy keeps on talking about you. He's asking me all kinds of questions."
Mm.
And I says, "Really?" And I turned around the corner, and there's Sonny. He goes, "Hey, I just want to tell you, I like the way you use the stage, and I like the way you sing and look." And he says, "If I ever play in Chicago, would you be interested in playing a show with me?" I said, "Well, I don't live in Chicago, but sure, I'd do that, you know." And within, I didn't know he was looking for a guitar player full time, you know.
Right.
Within a month, I was in The Outsiders.
Cool. I love that song.
Oh, yeah.
Forever, even though you
well,
won't.
We still do it. I do it with the Buckinghams.
Yeah, that's great.
Sings it with the Buckinghams. Yeah.
Great.
So that was another step, you know.
So I guess the big question is, how did you wind up being in Jay and the Americans and the Buckinghams? I mean, I know Jay's not well, but he did his own thing under Jay Black. And the Buckinghams did their own thing with the Buckinghams. So how did you get into both bands, especially both bands? I mean, they toured sometimes the same time. So how do you manage that? I mean, well, obviously, you just stay on stage.
It was all the stepping stone. You know, I mean, I was with the Outsiders for five years. And Sonny always told me, he says, you know, if you get a better offer, you know, it, you know, might pay more. He says, I can only do this. And, you know, he says, you're going to have people offer you. So, eventually I got the call. I got the call from the Buckinghams. Carl called.
Cool.
And asked if I'd be interested. And, you know, here I was traveling 4 hours to drive to Cleveland all the time.
So Carl Giammarisi, asked you to join the Buckinghams, and then he left the Buckinghams.
No, Carl's still with the Buckinghams.
Oh, I thought Carl and Nick went and did their own Buckingham show. Nick Fortuna.
Yeah, they own the name. Carl and Nick own the name. That's the Buckinghams that I am with, Carl.
Whoa, okay. Yeah. So you're with the originals. Hello.
I'm with the originals, yeah.
Excellent.
And, you know, when I was with Sonny Geraci and the Outsiders, we did a lot of compilation shows with other people.
Right.
You know, I backed up, you know, like 50, 60s artists, you know. I mean, from the Drifters, Crystals, Tokens, Platters, Coasters.
You name it.
I did all that then. So, you know, I got my strength doing that and knowing all these people. And we did shows with Dennis Stefano, the original lead singer from the Buckinghams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so we're all friends. You know, I'm still, you know, real close with Dennis.
Well, sure.
It's
like a family. It's like a family when you're in the band.
Yeah. So anyway, so Carl called me, and, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer. You know, I didn't have to drive so far. And I ended
Money was good.
Yeah, money was good. that makes a difference, you know. When you do it for a living, you know.
Well,
You've
got to be very talented for all these bands to want you. And I'll tell you, I've never seen you live. I wish I had, because I love all these bands, and I wish I'd seen all of them live. But when I've seen your videos and everything, you are just you are just so into it. It's great. It's great.
Yeah, people always go, "You look like you're having so much fun." Well, wouldn't you if you had this gig? You know?
Exactly. Phenomenal.
I've worked factories, you know. I mean, when I was younger, I know that other side, you know.
Right.
You know, there's just something when I'm on stage, I feel the stage is my home.
Yes.
I feel more comfortable on that stage.
Right.
And to be giving what I have and sharing it with the crowd, and the feedback back and forth, it's just better than any drug I've ever taken, you know.
Exactly, I know.
And I don't take those anymore.
No. It's a marvelous feeling.
So it's all of this, you know, so it's all music now.
Well, it's funny now that you say that you don't take drugs anymore. I mean, I don't want to bring this up, but, you know, it's a shame. People should put a petition through and see if Chicago, they could get that Buckingham's Day again. Now, that, I mean, it's 30 years later. I'm sure it was not a big deal. They probably just had pot or something. And they were going to do the Buckingham's Day in Chicago, and they stopped it because they got arrested for...
Yeah,
so,
that
I mean,
was way before me, but yeah,
right.
They
should petition to bring it back. It's 30 years later, you know, and none of you are doing drugs now, you know.
No,
that's my point.
Those days are gone, but you know, the funny thing about it is, you know, that happened in Okoboji, Iowa.
Okay.
Well, this year, the Buckinghams are going to be inducted into the Iowa Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's where that happened, too. It's right. It's real close to where that whole incident happened, you know, which is crazy, you know. But, I think September 1st, we're going to go and, you know, be inducted and play that show there. Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So,
if you weren't a musician, what do you think you'd be doing other than a factory worker? What do you think you'd be doing?
Oh, I can't even, I don't know. I mean, that's what I do, you know. That's what I do best.
Exactly.
You know? I can't even.
That's your career, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd be lost, I guess.
Yeah.
You know.
Hold on one second. I'm sorry. I have something bothered me here in the studio. It's my son. Get away from me. Anyway, what was the hardest song for you to learn from the Buckinghams or Jay?
Now
you could do it with your eyes closed, but when you first started, like, oh my God, I gotta play this, and I don't know if I can.
No, they're all about the same for me. There was nothing that was really that hard.
Right.
I can't. Yeah.
It's not like there's major guitar leads in each of these songs. So.
Yeah. Well, if you listen to the recordings, I mean, on all the hits, there's hardly any guitar. There's hardly any guitar in
right.
A lot of the hits.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
It's more, you know, more horns and more keyboards. You know,
mm-hmm.
actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, but and then they started using guitar towards the end. You know, like on the Portraits album, there was a lot of guitar
right.
in there, but you know, nothing that hit the charts. Really, at that
right.
time, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your favorite song you like to perform?
Out of the
two choices of the groups.
Out of either band.
Yeah.
Or
either one. Yeah.
With the Buckinghams. Not even the one. You know, they let me. I actually sing. I'll Go Crazy, you know, which was like one of their first records that they recorded, you know. So that one's fun because I get to sing it and I get to, you know, play a nice lead on the end of it, you know.
Right, right. Are you guys involved in this August tour that's going on? I saw a poster floating around today in Florida.
August?
Yeah, in August. There's something going on in Florida. A lot of bands are getting together. It might be for Woodstock. I'm not sure. I heard about that.
No, we're not as far as I know. No, the tour, the Happy Together tour, is going to August, and then we're starting to get busy towards the end of the year doing some stuff.
Nice.
We're playing in Vegas at the Golden Nugget
nice.
Coming up, and then
nice.
We got the we're going to be busy. You know, finally, after they get off of it. And then next year in March, we get to do the Flower Power Cruise again.
Oh, I saw advertisements for that. That would be cool to go to, definitely. Well, listen, we're on Applause Radio Show, and give us a call to talk to Dave at 646-478-0999. So I wanted to say to you that Cruise sounds fantastic. I actually just reached out to those guys and checked into it myself. They do a lot of stuff. Yeah, they do a lot of things.
Oh, you ought to go.
Yeah.
I was actually the last one that we did. I met these guys. They're a Hendrix tribute band called Kiss the Sky. And actually, they came to my area yesterday and played. So I went to see them after, and after they were done, I went to their hotel, and we were trying to find somewhere we could have a quick drink and something to eat, and everything was closed.
Oh, crap.
We finally found an Applebee's, and we know the manager, and it was just the guitar player and the drummer and my wife and me and the manager and a waiter that they had, and it was closed off. And so we enjoyed for about an hour and a half and just, talking music and stuff last night.
Nice.
It was fun. It was fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
And when John, is that you? John? Uh-oh. I think we lost
John.
John, you there?
We did lose him.
John, where are you, my friend? Anyway, John usually handles the calls. That's why I'm wondering why I couldn't hear from him. So when you do the Happy Together tours, I know they sell out. I mean, it must be an amazing feeling to know that this music is still kicking ass. I mean, I love it. I love it. And that's partially why I like to do the show, because I want people to know this music again. It's like, come on. This is shaking.
Hey, Joanne.
I
have a caller on the line, Dan Carlson. He has a question for Dave.
Oh, Dan. Okay.
Hi, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Joanne.
How are you doing?
What's your question for Dave?
Okay, my question for Dave. I really kind of already know this answer, but when you were young and you got your first guitar and started playing it, what kind of music did your dad want you to go into?
Oh, that's easy. Country. I've even got some old pictures that I posted on Facebook, and you see me holding a guitar with a cowboy hat on.
Oh, I saw that when you were little, right? When you were little. Yeah, I saw that. Very cute. Very cute.
And I did play with a country band for a while. I mean, through the years, I was in a couple country bands, but they were, you know, just pretty much to make some extra money on the side, you know. But it was fun. I mean, you know. But, I'm a rocker at heart, so that's where I had to go.
Exactly. Dan, and you have another question, Dan?
Oh, I just want to know about how many dates you do with each one of the bands, like the Buckinghams and the Jay and the Americans every year.
Well, it depends. Like this year, for me, it's a little different because they didn't, you know, those guys are on Happy Together tour. So there's three months of work that I'm not working, but normally we try, you know, and I'm full time with the Buckingham. So I'm, you know, their only lead guitar player. So we usually get between 30, 40 to the most gigs a year. And, probably the same thing with Jay and Americans. Now the thing with Jay and Americans, so, I'm their Midwest guitar player. So they have different players on, like they have a different guitar player on the West Coast. They have a different one on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And every once in a while I get to do, you know, maybe the East Coast guy can't do it, so they'll fly me in and I'll get to do, I played a festival in Massapequa with them once. And I actually did a thing with him that was four dates in Arizona once, and I've traveled to Canada with him. So it's not, you know, mostly it's the Midwest, but every once in a while I get lucky enough to do some other things with them. I've been with them for 6 years.
I was just going to ask you, when did you join the band?
Yeah, Buckingham's going on 10 years.
Wow.
And so thank God for Facebook, because one day this guy named Sandy Yaguda texted me and asked if I'd be interested in playing with him, and I didn't recognize the voice. I had to go to Wikipedia, you know, like, oh, Sandy Dean, oh, from Dean Americans. It's like, yeah. How do you get my number? Well, when I was with Sonny Geraci, there was, you know, like I said, we did a lot of compilation gigs.
Yeah.
And I worked with a guy named Mark Barron, and Mark Barron is Gloria Gaynor's musical director now.
Oh, cool.
But I've worked with, and he's a really good keyboard player. He plays bass. He plays, you know, he's just a great guy. But he's got himself a good gig with that now. And he's still probably doing some of the other things. But I think I met him, maybe doing the a Crystal show, maybe, or Tokens or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, when they were looking for somebody from the Midwest, he said, why don't you call Dave Zane, you know? So that's how that happened. You know,
yeah.
So
that's cool.
Dave the Rave. Dave the Rave. Everybody wants Dave.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing.
Of course, you got your wife Sandy to thank for a lot of this too. She's really helped
you out.
That's
right. I was explaining that earlier. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But what was I going to say also? I don't know if you could speak of Jay Black. Do you know how he's doing? I know he hasn't been well lately.
No, I've never met Jay Black.
Oh, okay.
I've never ever met him, you know. I mean, I've seen shows with him on. I just hear he's not, you know, I guess he's kind of retired now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just hear he's not doing the best, so.
Yeah, I heard that a little, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I hope he you know, can get past this.
Exactly. Right.
But you know, the Jay and Americans are actually on this is their third lead singer now.
Wow.
You know, their first was Jay Traynor that sang She Cried.
Right. She
And then Jay Traynor
cried.
Went off.
Mm-hmm. I love that song.
And then he went off he wanted to go off on his own, so he quit the band and it didn't happen. And Jay Traynor ended up with the Tokens. You know, before
right.
Jay Traynor.
I read that. Yeah, I read that.
And so I worked with him. So I've worked with, you know, another lead singer from Jay and American. So, and he was a really nice guy, and what a voice he had. But then they got Jay Black, and Jay Black sang all their other hits besides She Cried, you know. So,
right.
You know, and there was a lot of hits, a whole lot of hits.
I know. I love every one of them. Every
so
one
now
of them.
They got, they're on their third Jay. A guy named Jay Reinke out of Chicago. Another guy, Chicago guy, you know.
Exactly. I noticed there's so many Chicago guys with this era.
Yeah.
It's amazing
to me. He's keeping it all going for him, and God, the guy never loses his voice. Real nice guy.
So, you know
something? All of the Jays, it's Jay and Americans, you know. You know that every single Jay, their name wasn't Jay.
Like I didn't think so, but this time now there is, right?
Yeah, like Jay Traynor. Well, his real name was John.
Oh,
you know, and Jay Black, his name was really David Blatt, Blatt.
Mm.
So he wasn't a Jay. I mean, he was, but you know, not really. And then now Jay Reinke, his real name is John also.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, my God. So how many original members are still in Jay and the Americans with you and also the Buckinghams? I mean,
Well,
I know the Buckinghams, they've got Carl and also, oh, God, Carl and, bear with me. You know his name.
I'm waiting.
Carl and Nick.
There you go. Yeah.
Yes.
Carl Giamarisi and Nick Fortuna.
Yeah. So they're still in the band.
They're still in the band. They're
Well, they're the main pieces, so there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so Carl was the original guitar player and Nick was the original bass player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
Carl
still
plays a ton, some of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And how about Jay and Americans? Who's left there?
Jay and Americans, all the Americans. Except Kenny Vance. Kenny Vance went on his own with the Planetones, you know, years ago. So he's doing that, but there's Marty, you know, the guy that plays the acoustic guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Sandy and Howie.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the original Americans. And
wow.
They're all getting up there. They're getting
up
there.
Yeah, I know.
Upper 70s, but.
Oh, I'm glad we're doing this show now so we can talk to these folks, you know?
Uh-huh.
But now, when you joined both groups, let's say just at a show, and like, how was the reaction of people when they saw you? Did they have a problem with you being there as singing as the lead singer on some of the songs, or no?
In which band?
Either one.
Yeah, I don't get to sing. I sing backups with Jay and Americans.
Yeah, okay.
But one of the original Americans was out last year due to a minor surgery.
Mm.
And I actually got to be an American, you know. And I think I was the only guy in history of all the Americans that have got to do that, which was really exciting for me. So I got to sing all the high harmonies and be up front with the guys. But I told them, I said, you know, I always have my guitar. I said, I'm not using. I said, I can't put my guitar off, you know. And, so that was a little weird, but I left my guitar on the whole time anyway. So, and I still played. You know,
well, you've done your own music as well, right? You've done originals as well.
I have some of my originals. Yeah, I have some originals. I haven't been playing them with my band, but I'm thinking of starting to, you know, incorporate some of those in my show.
Mm.
It's just that, you know, people out there, they want to hear things that they know. Yeah. And maybe it's all right to put a couple of them in, you know, but I don't want to force them on them.
Give me an idea of what a song written by Dave Zane it would sound like. I mean, I know you're into rock, so would it be in the vein of Jay Black and the Buckinghams, or is it totally Dave Zane?
Not really. Mm. Yeah, it's.
Is it the '60s sound? I mean, what?
It's more my stuff. More '70s, '80s. I would think. Yeah.
You have an amazing following, so whatever you sing and play, they love it. So go ahead, one of your songs. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll put a couple of those on Facebook, and I should really do something with them because I haven't really done anything with them. You know, I was meaning to, you know, one day to have my own CD that way. I have a CD of, we sold them all out. I got to get some more printed, but for my other band, Zane's Way, and those are all covers.
That's the name of your band, Zane's Way.
Zane's Way was the first one. That's the one that pretty much catapulted me to, you know.
Getting recognized.
Into the first time. Yeah.
Right.
And the funny thing about that band is when I put it together, you know, we're playing grassroots stuff and Gary Puckett and, you know, all of this Buckinghams. And I didn't know anybody at the time I put it, you know. And now, just about all the songs on our song list, I've played shows with or I know them, you know, personally. So I got to pinch myself sometimes, you know.
Well, obviously, were you a fan before you got involved with the bands? I mean, obviously you were.
So
that must have been a thrill of a lifetime to be asked to play with these guys after listening to them growing up and
definitely.
You know, trying to emulate them when you play as well. But like you said, it's not a lot of guitar. But they were so catchy, all these songs. What do they call it? Bubblegum.
Pop rock,
bubblegum,
pop rock.
But it was great stuff. It really was, and it really needs to be played more often. But it's never going to happen today on these radio stations.
Mm.
But I love.
I never get tired of it. I never get tired of playing any of these songs.
You know, and people don't realize that, you know, this music is what founded what we're listening to today. Even though they've ruined it, but, you know, it wouldn't happen without these bands that started in the 60s. You know, none of this would have happened. So,
right.
Hey, Joanne, you know, we have another caller on the line.
Excellent.
We got Kathy
right,
from
Dave.
Folsom, California. Kathy. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hey, Kathy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much. Hey, Dave. Yeah,
Hi, Kathy.
I would love for Dave to, I know he has written this beautiful song, and I've heard him sing it. He wrote and sings a song called The Gift, and I was wondering if he would be willing to share some of the background on that song, because it's really kind of a neat story.
Oh, wow. That's right. I did send that to you. You know, that's right. That's right. That song, about the time I met my wife.
Turn your radio off, caller. Caller, turn your radio off.
Or the computer.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
We got some feedback happening.
Yes. There we go.
That better?
There we go. Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah. That song, The Gift, was like the first Christian song I ever wrote. And it was about the time I met my wife. And the words just came right out of me, you know. And let's see. I'm trying to think of the first. My relationship with my father was never real close. You know, my dad was like a real hard guy. And people say, oh, that's the way they were back then. But I don't know. Maybe that's just, you know, that's how they say it. But seemed like I could never do anything right for him. Mm. You know, that's, you know, no matter how hard I tried.
Oh, he was just trying to make you tough. That's all.
Well, yeah, maybe so. Maybe
you know.
So. And it probably did. You know, I only get so tough, you know. But that's in one of the lines in the song is like, and then you showed me the guitar, and you know, the music took me far. He did show me the first three chords on the guitar, you know, because everything else wasn't good enough, you know. All of a sudden, I found something through that guitar
with him.
I could do.
Right,
and
you could share with him.
Excelled.
Yeah.
I excelled on it, you know. After he taught me those three chords, at the end of the week, I figured out on my own, I figured out like four or five more chords.
Did he get
know?
To see your success, Dave?
He got to see part of it, you know. But it's really strange. I mean, he'd never really acknowledged. Sometimes he acknowledged he was an alcoholic for one, you know. I still love my father, you know. I just wish we could have been closer, but
it was the alcohol. You can't blame him. So you know.
Yeah. So I try to
I have to check this song out. I have to check this song out.
I got to figure out how to get it out there for everybody. Because I think, how did I get it to you, Kathy? Did I just message it to you? Or
No, you did not get it to me. Actually, it was on an old interview on another station. And it was played. And I can't, you know, I can't go back and get that interview anymore. It's like off.
Yeah.
I don't, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'd been wondering if you were going to produce that or record that somehow.
Yeah.
But I just, I heard it on the air, and it was just so beautiful. And the story behind it, though, because you said some other things that you haven't spoken about today, but it was just really touching, I thought.
Oh, thank you.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna do something with that, you know.
Good.
I hope so, yeah. It's just fabulous.
I've been so busy trying to just do the live thing that I haven't been recording or really writing anything anymore, you know. But at one time I wrote a whole bunch of songs, and that's the only time I really did that. And it's just like, well, what am I doing that for? What am I going to do with that, you know?
Uh-huh.
People are going to want to hear these things, or they just rather hear me play covers or, you know.
Well, I would, because didn't you say that you played all the instrumentals on that and the voices on the song?
Yeah. I played everything on the songs that I recorded except for drums, you know, and I had a friend of mine play the drums, but I recorded, you know, all that. And even the Zane's Way CD that I recorded with the first band, I did the same thing like that, too, you know. Yeah, I should get back and, you know, figure out how we can get some more of those, because fans keep on asking about those, too.
No, we got to get your wife on it. We gotta get her to push you.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Kathy, for you know, asking me about that song and liking this song, you know. Yeah, that song, you know, came right from my heart. It was very easy it just came all to me at once, you know.
Yeah, it took a way.
I remember you telling me that.
Too, I'm sure. Sure.
Yeah.
Years and years of weight off your shoulders when you got that song out.
It did.
And
I actually I played it for him.
Yeah.
I played
what
my
did
dad.
Say? What did he say?
Yeah. And you said, but
said,
not on.
He was in kind of denial, and he, you know, as he listened to it, because it was at Christmas when I brought the thing, and I says, I wrote a song. I says, he goes, well, I want to hear it now. I didn't want to hear it when I was there. I wanted to leave and then have him hear it. He goes, pushing it. And so he played it, you know, the first line is, you put me down when I was young, but I still love you. You're my father. That was the very first line, and then I go into a little bit, you know.
Sunk in his seat.
Yeah. But then he looks at me and he goes, I was never like that. I'm like, well, why would I feel like that then?
Well, you know, sometimes we don't realize what we do to people, you know.
So bless his soul, you know. I mean, he's been gone now for over 10 years.
Sorry.
Yeah. But he actually, 2 years before he passed, he, you know, he didn't want me in his life anymore. So I didn't see him for 2 years before he passed.
Oh, wow.
I'd have to deal with that and try to make sense of it, you know, but I don't know if it'll ever make sense totally, you know.
Yeah. Well, you have your own family now. You move on with them. Right?
That's right. Oh, yeah. I love my family. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Kathy, anything else for Dave? Kath? Hello? Kathy? I guess we lost Kathy.
Oh, no.
Oh, do you have anything else for Dave? Kathy. I think she's gone.
I'll get back with her later.
Well, you know what? Yeah. You know what I love about you guys, all you guys from that generation, is like you all just like play together and there's no competition. I mean, you've had bands jump from, you know, members jump from one group to another. I mean, one of the guys from was it Jay or was it the Buckinghams went on to do Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Well, that was Jim Guercio. And Jim Guercio was their manager. And
I thought he was actually in the band.
No, he produced the band. He produced the band, and he was actually a bass player. And he actually was on the road with Chad and Jeremy. He played bass for them early.
Wow.
And then he produced that, and he went on to, after the Buckinghams, he went to produce Chicago and Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Wow. Well, all horn bands, you notice?
Yeah, exactly.
All horn bands. Yep.
And he started Caribou Ranch, you know, to where Elton John, you remember the album Caribou?
Yes, that's
okay,
right.
That was recorded there, you know, and Joe Walsh recorded there with Barnstorm and, you know, a lot of big people did that, you know. He's retired now. I guess he's got a big cattle ranch somewhere.
Yeah. He's got
I'm
a big
sure
caribou. He's got a caribou ranch somewhere.
Yeah.
Hey, Joanne, we got another caller on the line.
Excellent.
We have Dave's friend, Mickey. Go ahead, Mickey.
Hi, Dave. It's Mickey Galena speaking to you. How are you?
Hey, Mickey. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey.
Hey, Joan, how are you? Yeah,
all
we're
right,
also
honey.
We're all friends here. How are you? I've been listening into the show, loving the show. You guys sound awesome.
Excellent.
And I'll never forget, Dave, when we were meeting, we were on the Flower Power Cruise. I remember I was so excited to see you, and And you and I, we finally got to meet, but here I am. I was wearing a bathing suit and a shirt. I could even be dressed up to meet you. You know? So I was like, I'm half wet, but we're still holding on to each other before he goes up to play on stage.
Right, but Mickey's anyways, on the phone. Mickey
I hope I didn't make you wet, Dave.
But now you're on, Mickey, now you're home on the phone in your underwear.
Yeah, no, I'm in full clothing now.
I have to get dressed up for this interview, you know. Wait a minute.
Is this a black tie affair? Is this a black tie affair?
I'm wearing my purple jacket right now.
You look good in that jacket.
You're
like
smashing.
It.
I love that jacket. That is a Dave Zane original. I love it.
Yeah, Mickey, how many shows have you seen with Dave?
Well, believe it or not, this is the first time I've noticed about, you know, your show. I happened to see it being posted on your wall and Dave Zane's wall, and I figured I wasn't too busy today, and I figured, well, hey, I want to help support out the musicians, because I wrote a post earlier today about supporting all musicians, whether you're independent or not, because I'm a musician myself, and I just wanted to get people to reach out that we got to keep this music alive.
Yeah,
you know, and
get together and keep the music alive.
Right. From Karamia to Keep Yourself Alive to Will You Miss Me When I'm Gone,
And
speaking of that, that's one of my originals that I wrote. But Karamia was a song that I love so much because I tell you, for 4 years in a row, and I love that song, Dave, so much because a friend of mine used to sing it to me every birthday of mine. He used to sing Karamia to me. I love it.
I
just love that song so much because I got to tell you, we were doing a show on December the 18th, and when he said that, I was like, oh my God, that's Shannon Merkin, that's Dave Zane, because I knew you even before then, and I'm like, I want to meet this guy. So here he is, 2016, soaking wet, and I meet him by the pool.
Nice. One of my favorites was, how's it go? Girl, I heard you're getting married.
Yeah.
Heard you're getting married. Oh,
Joan, is that a proposal?
Yeah. Right Brooklyn Bridge, yeah.
That one just
breaks
my
heart. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that just breaks my heart, that one.
I love it. I love it. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carl sings that in our Buckingham show.
Yeah,
Carl Giamisi, yes, I remember, yeah.
Yep.
I didn't have a pleasure to meet Carl, but I finally got to meet you, Dave. I didn't really get to meet the other guys.
You didn't need to meet Carl.
No,
you
I wanted to
man.
Meet Carl, but some.
But,
well, you know what it is. I remember when.
Met,
what?
You met the man. You met Dave.
Yeah,
Dave,
I met the man.
You
yeah, when you meet Dave, Carl. There's nobody else. I know that.
Yeah, you didn't need to meet anybody else.
Yeah. Well, actually, I do. What was the guy with the gray hair and the beard? I'm trying to remember what his name was.
Oh, that could be anybody nowadays.
No. Well, he's kind of like, I remember he was on the Flower Power Cruise. He had like a gray beard. He was standing next to Carl, and you were on the other side of Carl.
Oh,
I'm trying to remember what his name is. Yeah, that's it. I can't think of his name.
That's it,
Nick. Right.
Yeah.
I remember
he had
Nick.
A ponytail,
yes.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. He has his braided ponytail, yeah.
I love that you guys still play. I just love it. Love it.
Yeah,
love
because,
it,
matter of fact, from the side, he reminded me of my stepfather.
Oh.
A little bit, yeah. No, but Nick is a lot nicer. He's a lot nicer. I didn't like my stepfather that much, but I like Nick. You know, because when you were talking about your father and experiences, I could relate to that because I had a stepfather, too, that, you know, it went from, like, oh, I could borrow your shoes after I went climbing with my uncle. And then I went to go miniature golfing to wear his shoes, and we had the same size. My feet grew bigger, like, weeks later, you know, because I was still growing at the time. And my feet got big. I couldn't fit in his shoes anymore. But I remember the next day I was asking if I could borrow his sneakers, and he goes to me, no. And I'm like, well, wait a minute, but you let me borrow them yesterday. And it just was crazy. So I'm just thinking to myself, like, man, I mean, if I could have a father figure like, you know, like Dave or Eddie Deason or somebody out there, you know, I love you guys. You guys are like father or big brothers to me. So I love you guys. And your music is just amazing. And you've inspired me. And I'm just a musician kicking around since 2013.
I feel like tonight's a therapy session.
Yeah, you know what? I'm laying on the couch as we speak right now.
Oh, good, good. I'll charge you $100 and I'll send you the bill.
The check is in the mail.
Thank you, Mickey. Thank you for the call.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much. And I wish you all the best, Dave. And Joan, I wish you great things with the show and everything. God bless
you
all, okay?
Yes.
Keep rocking.
Thank you, Mickey.
See you soon.
Take care. Thank you. Thank
you
as well. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Oh, speaking about fans, tell us about your craziest fans. No names, but tell us about your craziest fans, because the fans are now 50, 60 years old. So how crazy are they now?
Keep going.
Oh, well, higher. Okay.
You know, when I joined the Buckingham, they go, well, you know, all of a sudden, one day it just changed, you know, and you know, now there's so many, you know, people in wheelchairs and walkers now, you know, compared to, you know, before. But
John had a good question last week for one of our guests. Do you notice any, like, younger people coming as well? Like a new fan base?
Yes. You know, sure. And a lot of them, well, you know, you used to hear, well, I love your stuff because my parents used to listen to it all the time.
Right.
I'd go over to my grandparents. My grandparents are playing it. I really like his stuff, you know. So pretty soon it's going to be my great-grandparents that, you know, used to listen to you all the time.
Right. Who was your major influence in music? One of them, anyway, because I know we just don't have one.
Being a guitar player, you know, some of the bigger guitar players, Eric Clapton to Jeff Beck.
Yeah.
You know, I don't play like that, but I mean.
Like Joe Satriani or?
Joe Satriani is great. I think he's live.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic. He's bald now.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Is that intentional?
I don't know.
You know, because now it's popular thing, you know.
Yeah,
it's
right.
You know, it's popular. I don't know if they just get too lazy about wanting to do their hair or you know, it's a look thing, you know.
Well, I'd rather see you bald than a comb over. I mean, you know.
Well, back in the 60s, there was, remember the band Spirit?
Yes.
And they had the drummer. The drummer was bald, and that was his look, you know. But not everybody looked like that, you know.
No,
so,
back then.
It works for him, you know. But, you know, unfortunately, not everybody looks like Yul Brynner, you know. He looked pretty good bald. Some of these guys.
I think a lot of guys look good bald, you know.
Yeah. But it's just not me. It's not me, so. I'm going to fight it as long as I can.
Well, you don't need to. You don't need a comb over. You've got nice long hair.
Not yet. Well, my wife even tells me, she goes, you don't look good with short hair. You know, it's like, okay.
Right. Well, you get used to it. So, but, well, thank God for your wife for getting you started and everything, because then we would never get to hear you. Well, we would, but maybe in a different capacity, you know.
Yeah, she got me out to the masses, you know.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, her and the Lord above, it was, you know,
and
without him, all of this wouldn't be possible. So
and hard work, too.
That's where I give all my credit to, because, it come from somewhere. And it was way more than just me.
Right.
So
what do you think about Woodstock happening, the 50th anniversary?
I was pretty excited about it. You know, sometimes it's hard to recreate something that was something like that, you know. It's like recreating.
They got kicked out of New York.
They did?
They don't want them. I think they moved to Maryland or Maine, something with an M.
Well, they're having rap artists on the Woodstock, and it's
I don't know.
I mean, that's different in itself. I think
for the anniversary, they should put on whoever is still with us, if they can get up there, and like you guys, and you guys from the 60s,
that would be awesome. Yeah.
That's what Woodstock should be for the 50th anniversary, because you know what? You still have a decent crowd. You wouldn't have to worry about any craziness going on. And back to the fans. So tell us, what was your craziest experience with one of your fans with touring with these guys?
no, it's different. Yeah, our security is pretty good now.
Yeah, thank
we don't
God.
Have to do anything too crazy anymore, you know.
Yeah.
Without our fans, we'd be
nothing.
Where
I know.
Yeah,
exactly.
We don't have anything too crazy that happens.
Right.
You know?
That's why.
I mean, the fans bring us stuff to eat. They're great.
Yeah.
You know, there's not too many crazy ones anymore.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you get somebody that wants to take, you know, a little more pictures or wants, you know, something special from you and stuff.
Right. Well, believe it or not, we're having B.B. Buell on in a couple of weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's going to be quite interesting to talk about her experiences.
Yeah.
Hart
write a song about her? I think it was called B.B. LaStrange or something like that.
I'm going to see them. Yeah, I'm going to review Hart in September. They're doing a show with Joan Jett over at the Prudential Center in Newark. I'm going to review the show, so I can't wait for
that.
Oh, that's
cool.
Yeah.
Hey, well, Joan Jett's got that new movie out, right?
No.
I haven't seen it, but she got a new movie that is called Bad Reputation.
Oh, well, one of her songs.
Oh, you know that the guy, Marty, Marty Coopersmith, that plays with Jane American?
Oh.
He wrote the song Bad Reputation for Joan
Jett. Are you kidding?
No. No,
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn about a reputation.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
No,
when he played it for me, it was more like a rockabilly. I don't care about my bad reputation.
Yeah.
You know? And She Joaned it up, yeah. So, I said, well, now they're naming the movie after that. I said, man, you getting some royalties? He goes,
yeah.
It should be, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Lots of royalties from that one. So I guess the story's based on her career and life in the music industry. Oh, I have to check that out. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, tonight, if you're interested, I don't know if you have Reels, R-E-E-L-Z, out by you on cable.
Mm.
They're doing the autopsy of Davy Jones, how he really died. I mean, it's not really the autopsy.
Really?
They really do a good job. They do a retrospective of, you know, their life, their career, and an autopsy, this is their words, not mine, can not only tell you how you died, but it can tell you how you lived.
You know what?
And that's
amazing. I was with him like a few days before that even happened.
Oh, wow.
That happened.
Yeah, because he was still touring, him and Mickey, right?
We were on a cruise together.
Wow.
Yeah, we were on the Concerts at Sea cruise together.
Mm.
And
he seemed fine.
He was out at the pool, you know. I mean, he was out at the pool, and I had one of the drinks with the umbrella in it, you know. Yeah, and he seemed fine.
Yeah.
And we couldn't believe it, you know.
Yeah.
And the last. You know, that happened like 2 weeks right after that, a week or 2 weeks after that. And the last cruise we did was another Concerts at Sea cruise. It was earlier this year. And from Danny and the Juniors, Joe Terry, he passed too after that. And he was on, and he seemed fine on too, so you just never know.
Right. Well, you know, everybody's getting up there from this era, and, you know, that's why I like doing the show, because, you know, I want to get everybody while we can, and everybody, you know, and this music really needs to make a comeback. Unfortunately, it won't make mainstream, but, hey, I'll do my part, you know, by doing it on this show.
Yeah, that's great,
so, you know.
God bless you for doing that, because, you know, the promoters that do these rock shows, they're trying to keep the whole thing alive. And without them, you know.
Right.
I mean, you know, in my area right here, the promoters don't really bring a whole lot of the shows from our genre. They used to. I don't know what's happening, whether there's some nice venues in this area, but, you know, the venues – a promoter has to put a deposit down on the venue,
right.
and sell the tickets. And
right.
upon that guy, he's got all, you know, I mean, on them, because if they don't sell enough tickets, then he takes the brunt of it, you know.
Exactly, exactly.
But that's how it works for a lot of these venues.
Right.
And I didn't realize that, you know. And then people keep saying, well, why don't you come to my area? Why don't you come? You know, we want to come to every single area.
Right.
We want to play constantly,
right.
and it's up to our agents to get us to these places.
Exactly.
But then our agents have to work with the venues, and,
right.
you know.
Yes.
So, but, you know, we...
Are you working on anything right now, like a book or a new CD, or what are you doing right now?
No, I'm just waiting for the next live gig.
You should write a book. Write a book.
Well, you know, I've been told that so many times, you know, and I got a lot of cool stories, you know,
I'm sure.
from meeting people and living the dream, you know.
Yeah,
and,
people love that stuff.
Yeah.
They really do.
Maybe I had to get on
well,
that
coming,
too, you know.
We're coming to the end of our time now.
Yeah,
and
I was just going to say thank you to Dave.
And I want to thank Dave so much.
Yeah.
You're very welcome.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
No, it's been a pleasure. And if you want to talk about anything you got coming up, give us a call back. We're more than happy to let your fans know, because not only John and I are the hosts, but... you know, we're also fans. So, you know, we love this stuff too. And, you know, anything.
And we're fellow musicians too, Joanne.
Exactly.
We're fellow musicians.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah,
well, you know, I'm looking forward to meeting you live at one of my shows then too, you know. So,
well,
I'm in your area.
You do Florida, you do Chicago. I'm in Jersey. He's in Pensy. So, you know, when do you come out this way? Anytime soon?
Let's see. Nothing's booked in Jersey yet. You know, and a lot of times we're there. A lot of times we play there at least 3-4 times a year.
We're
this year,
Atlantic,
nothing
Atlantic
yet.
Atlantic City and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we played Atlantic City too. So I'll keep you guys in mind.
Yes.
As soon as something comes up, I'll definitely let you know. And
well, I'm friends
with
you. Well, I'm friends on Facebook with you, and we'll be paying attention, and we'll be talking. And Dave, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. To our listeners out there, you've been listening to Dave Zane, the guitarist and vocalist from Jay and the Americans and the Buckinghams. When they're around, you
thank
gotta
you,
catch
Dave.
Them. It's fantastic.
Thank you once again. God bless
Dave,
both of you.
You too. It's been a pleasure.
All the best.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Dave. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So,
okay, Joanne,
another
great show. Well, you're going on vacation this coming week, right? Right?
Yes. No, next week I'll be on vacation.
Oh, you're on vacation?
Okay.
Where are you going for vacation?
I'll be in Virginia and Delaware. We're looking at schools for my son.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's about it. Yeah.
Well, hopefully the weather's going to be good.
Let's hope.
Cooled down a little bit over here, but today's a little warmer than it's been for the last couple.
Mm.
We'll take it.
All right, Jay, thank you so much, honey. Take care.
Thank you both.
And just remind everybody to look at our website, theapplauseradioshow.com, and check our Facebook page, Joanne's Facebook page, my Facebook page, to see who the next guest will be. And everybody have a good night, and I want everyone to stay cool. Take care, everyone.
Take care, Dad. Right. Thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we're out of here.